Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I want to follow up on the discussion about moral hazard. I think we have a very narrow understanding about what moral hazard really is, because I think moral hazard begins at the very moment that we create artificially low interest rates, which we constantly do. And this is the reason people make mistakes. It isn't because human nature causes us to make all these mistakes, but there's a normal reaction when interest rates are low that there will be overinvestment and malinvestment, excessive debt, and then there are consequences from this. My question is going to be around the subject of how can it ever be morally justifiable to deliberately depreciate the value of our currency. And that is what we do constantly. I mean, we're in the midst of a crisis today, and the efforts have been directed toward propping up financial markets and Wall Street. First, the crisis is noticed. There's a panic. We dump in tens of billions of dollars into reserves, and that reassures the market. Wall Street feels a little bit better, and still not enough. Then we take a discount window, we lower the rates, and we don't look at our problem from where what caused it. What we say is, this make it a door that's open up and lower the rates. And again, Wall Street says, oh, this is wonderful. Do the poor people like this, and do they respond? And is this going to help them get houses when some of them couldn't even afford a house because even with the low interest rates that were available, because the costs are going up and cost goes up because the dollar goes down. Then even this week, what did we do? Our Federal Reserve lowers the interest rates by 50 points, and did the poor people and the middle class people say, boy, this is wonderful, my cost of living is going to go down, I'm going to get a job? No, Wall Street goes up 350 points. So it looks like everything is directed toward a bailout. Whether it's done deliberately or not, the American people see this as a deliberate bailout of the financial markets. The poor people are losing their houses. There's every sincere effort made to try to correct this, but it's inevitable that it's not going to work because the monetary system is such that there's so much misinformation. We talk about market discipline. You indicate, Mr. Chairman, that we should have market and didn't have enough market discipline.